Dan Levin has joined us from Goodiron Victoria, and Rory Dew, one of the young players from the Under 19 World Championship, plays here in Melbourne. Great to have you on board, boys. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dan, to you first. Goodiron Victoria, A, how long has it been going? And B, how many teams and what sort of, where do we play these games?
Goodiron Victoria has been going for, I think, 26, going on 27 years now. So it's been around for a while, and it's played all across the state. Our region now extends from Ballarat to the Gippsland. We've got a new team in Sale and a new team in Ballarat this year, and we've got a few metropolitan teams as well. We also have a team in Geelong, so we're all over the place.
Fantastic.
And a lot of this has come via that commercial that you may have seen, which I was jokingly laughed at because it's great, don't get me wrong, but it says, you know, you like watching Gridiron? Want to play it? Do you like watching war games? like playing war games? Want to go to war? You know, but seriously, you're telling me, Dan, that this has generated unprecedented response for you guys.
Yeah, it's going to double the size of the competition. Last year we had 5 clubs. This year we've added another 3 clubs, plus we're expecting 2 of our clubs to field second teams. So we'll be going from 5 to 10 in the span of a year. I also forgot to mention we had clubs in Footscray and Monash Union and Endeavour Hills, Croydon. So we've got teams all across the metro area, and that ad has just exploded interest, as you said.
Are you ready to handle that? Doubling the size of the competition?
It's a very good question. So a lot of our clubs have had to go out and buy lots and lots of gear for these guys, because most of these clubs are usually expecting 5, 10, at most 15 rookies in any given season. Warriors training yesterday, the Monash Uni Club, had 110 show up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's like college numbers.
And they'll usually get 60 to 70 after open day. They haven't had that yet. So that's just from the ad. Wait till they get through Monash Uni Open Day.
Wow. That's
remarkable.
Bizarre.
And I tell you what, Harf, it's been a while. It's been a few years since I've been out to see a game, but it's good quality. Guy says you would expect from Australian athletes, hit very hard. Yep. The skills are pretty good, and it's a very good competition.
Well, it's creating some very nice players, and one of our guests, Rory, is just come back, going to play for the Under-19 World Championship side. He's in the world side, which is great. Rory, well done, mate.
Thank you very much.
Now, you're a massive unit. Just paint the picture for our listeners out there, size and shape.
Well, 6'9", so 204 centimetres.
Massive man.
316 pounds, which is 143 kilos.
Right, so you got some power behind you when you get going. What position do you play?
Offensive line.
Offensive line. Yeah. I probably could have guessed that one, Ed.
And, well, you know what's funny? Someone asked me today, they said, what position do you think an Australian could play other than punter? And I said offensive and defensive line, because if you're big enough, you can learn it pretty quickly. You don't have to grow up learning the skills of running pass routes like receivers and things like that. And you're off to play some football in the States, Roy.
Yeah, on Wednesday, when I was in Austin, I actually signed my national letter of intent with the University of the Incarnate Word Cardinals in San Antonio.
Fantastic.
And is that it's a full scholarship, is it?
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's great. Who do you play for locally?
Monash Uni Warriors.
You're one of the Monash Warrior boys.
Yes, indeed.
Outstanding. And why did you start playing gridiron?
Well, initially, it was I didn't even realize it was here. I was playing rugby for St. Kevin's. And it just so happened the junior season started about a week later, and I figured it would be a good way to stay fit in the off season.
Did you know anything about the game at the time?
The first game I played, I'd never watched a game, I had no idea of any of the rules, and I actually came very close to getting knocked out.
How old were you when you first played?
16.
I coached him in that game, and everything he says is absolutely true.
That's great.
But 3 years down the track, you're getting a scholarship, full scholarship to a college in the States. That's an awesome response.
How did that come about? Did you send some tape, or...?
Well, I was actually working with a contact through the Australian punting Auspunt organization.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Who put me onto a guy who runs a football camp in Florida, and once I got in there, you know, started talking to a few schools and
right. Yeah. Well, you certainly have the size, and I don't mean this disparagingly at all. That's the first thing you look at. You look at speed or size. You certainly pass the eye test, as they say in American football. So I think that's fantastic. And now going and doing this, is it intimidating at all, or are you pretty fired up about it?
I'm really excited to get over there. And, you know, they made a press release during the week at University of Incarnate Word, and, you know, the whole thing was pretty well about the big Australian that's coming, and they're happy to have me, and I'm very happy to be going there.
So
that's great.
When do you leave?
July.
July, awesome. What a great experience. Is it a 3-year deal? Is it what the...
Probably 4 to 5. It works on a year-to-year. Renewal, but the aim is they plan to have me for 4 to 5 years. Yeah. So
you can play Harf. You can you've got 5 years to complete four years of playing
for the red shirt.
Right. Well, that's called the redshirt year. So that's the extra year. And then the only exception to that is an injury. You can add another year. Or the Mormon mission that we've talked about. You can actually add a couple years. That's why so many of those BYU kids are like 28 when they're playing against, you know, against 22-year-olds.
But how many other players have we developed in the last couple of years like Rory? Yeah.
We've sent a couple over. We sent a kid from Victoria over, Jordan Berry, who's kicking for Eastern Kentucky. Kentucky. Jesse Williams from Queensland just got picked up by Alabama, actually, as a defensive tackle.
Yeah, that's a big story that's kind of slid under the radar. A kid's going to play at Alabama. And isn't that a kid at Hawaii, the kid from Cronulla or whatever?
Yeah, Adrian Thomas.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he's finished his career. Okay. He's graduated this year as a fifth-year senior, and hopefully he get picked up by an NFL team in the draft.
Yeah, also, that would be interesting.
We've also had another player, Blake Muir from New South Wales, that just started at Hawaii a couple of weeks ago as well.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, see, so it's really developing. It's just that, as you know, Harf, there are so many codes of football in this country that, you know, gridiron falls way down the food chain, but it's yet another sport that, you know, with a little more time, a little more money, a little more exposure like this, Australia's going to do pretty well at.
Will we start bringing in coaches and development people from around the globe, particularly the States, to make the game a better game, a better quality game?
Yeah, we're in the process of doing that in Victoria. In our national competitions, we bring in a coach from overseas. At the junior tournament in 2009, we brought in a coach from Southern Methodist University, and we'll be bringing him back again this year as well for the junior tournament. God, his name escapes
me
now. Yeah, thank you, Coach Reinbold from Southern Methodist, and he was fantastic. He coached in Europe as part of the NFL Europe squad. I think it was with Amsterdam.
Rhein Fire.
Yep, yeah. Coach with Rhein, and he's with Southern Methodist now. And the guy's just an absolute gun as a coach. So yeah,
I think all these guys, they don't have a first name. It's just Coach.
Yeah,
I love that. That's the American way.
All right, Coach. You're a coach. That's exactly right.
Where do we find out more details about what you're doing at Gridiron Victoria, Dan?
Go to our website, www.gridironvictoria.com.au, and click on the contact links.
Gridironvictoria.com.au, fantastic. It's going gangbusters because of the ads on the NFL coverage. Rory, good luck to you, mate.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic achievement getting the scholarship. Hope it goes well for you, and we'll keep in touch. And
yeah, definitely.
And track your progress.
Yeah, no
definitely.
Problems at
good
all.
Stuff, thank Dan.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.